Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a wonderful guest speaker today. He's a tax resolution specialist. He's from Bayville, New Jersey, Peter Marciano Jr. Hey, Peter, what's going on?
Lou, what's going on, my friend? Thanks for having me back again. It's not often that a tax person goes on a show more than once, so I'm happy to be back with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's great having you. You are a wonderful person, and you're not afraid of the IRS.
No, I'm not really afraid of the IRS, but I do have a healthy respect for them because I know what they can do and I've seen what they can do. So I've learned how to work with them and able to negotiate deals for clients because it's much easier. You know, the IRS, the employees there are just like employees elsewhere. They've got cases on their desk. And they want to move them along because they're getting heat from their bosses as to why isn't this case settled yet? You know, you have other cases we have to get to them. So I found that if you work with them, if you give them what they want, you know, when they ask for it, you know, many times when you're dealing with these cases, you have to exchange documents. They want to see copies of the taxpayers, receipts for things, and they want to see different forms and so on and so forth. And there's always, they'll give you a date that they want it by. And I found that, you know, when you provide them with what they want, they're that much easier to work with, and it's that much easier to get a deal with them because, you know, you've developed a level of respect. I've worked with some of these revenue officers on more than one case, so we kind of know each other. We kind of know how to play off of each other. So I know, you know, who you got to kind of treat with kid gloves and who you kind of have to be a little more, put the hammer down a little bit more on them. So, you know, they're just people, too, trying to do their jobs. And I found that if I make their job easier for them, they're more than willing to settle with me. It's the situations when you ignore the IRS, you know, you don't give them what they want when they want it. Then you're putting their backs up against the wall. So how do they get your attention? Well, you know what? They'll go in, they'll levy your bank account, they'll go in and they'll garnish your wages. That gets your attention pretty quick, someone's attention, when all of a sudden they go to get their paycheck and, you know, 90% of it is gone. So, but that's what they do when you don't work with them. But if you work with them, they're not really looking to hurt you. They're looking to get the case off their desk. So I learned through, trial and error that, you know, just work with them. You know, don't always defend your client's rights, but you know, you want to work with them and help them do their job as well.
Well, that sounds like a perfect way. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
Well, that's exactly right. Like I said, they're sitting like just like I have cases that I have to get through. They've got the same thing. They've got, you know, who knows how many cases they have on their desk. And the more difficult we make it for them to close the case, the more difficult they're going to make it, you know, for us. So you work with them, you give them what they want, and then I have found that, and I get the best results when I do that. You talk to them, how's it going, how's this, how's that, you know. You'd be surprised how far a little bit of that sugar goes, Lou.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's with everything in life. You know, you be nice to somebody, it's really hard for them not to be nice back.
That's right. You know, Lou, business is all about relationships and developing relationships with people. And, you know, I sit across the desk and from a lot of people, and we talk, and, you know, it's not always about the case. You want to get to know somebody as a person, and you want to decide, you know what, is this somebody that I really want to work with? Is this going to be a difficult person to deal with? Are they going to give me the documents when I need them? Are they going to take my phone call? So business is all about relationships. I've felt that way, since I've started, and that's really how I've always operated. You know, it's not transactional where, you know, give me your paperwork and I'll file your return, I'll get your case done. It's more about, you know, you're dealing with people, and when you realize that and you act accordingly, you'd be surprised how much better, like you just said, things go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's very important to be nice to the people than to not be nicer.
Especially ones that could hurt you, like the IRS. So you don't want to get on their bad side. You don't want to take any guff from them and let you push you around. But you have to know what your rights are. But I found if you go in there and you try to act like you're the tough guy, you're going to control the case, usually it doesn't work out well for you. It's always best to kind of work together, really, to resolve. Sometimes we'll give in on an issue. You know, maybe I'll give in on two or three smaller issues to get the one big issue that I want them to give in on. And, it's give and take. It's back and forth like anything else. And it's challenging, too, because, like I say, you're dealing with different people, and you have to approach them differently. Even if the facts are the same on two cases for the most part, who you're dealing with is going to affect how you're going to approach them. So that's one of the things I like about the resolution business, too, is it's never the same. No 2 days are ever exactly the same. There are always little nuances, as subtle as they may be, that make it interesting. As interesting as you can make taxes be.
Well, it's like a chess match. You got to use strategy.
It is. And, it's funny because a lot of times when you're dealing with the IRS, there's a lot of downtime because it's amazing. Like, they'll push you to get them stuff, and then you get them what they want, and then they disappear for sometimes weeks and months on end. They get reassigned to another area. They're on vacation. They're going for training. So there's a lot of – that's why a lot of times cases take so long to settle, because the IRS is also backlogged, and then, it takes them now a while to get back to you. Now they're on the hiatus again, so I can only imagine how backed up they are going to be when they do come back. As of now, July 15th, I expect them to come back with, guns a-blazing, because they've pretty much had their hands tied right now. So they can't do anything. They can't lien anybody. They can't levy anybody. Their hands are tied. So I think they're going to come out firing once they can, and try to make up for lost time. But they're so far behind. If we were to submit an offer of compromise now, they won't even look at it. They're not even going to be back there to look at it until July. And then who knows where we would be in the pile. So it happened when they shut down back in last year. I remember it was about a month or so they were out when the government shut down, and then it was like total chaos when they came back. They were so far behind, and it was just it was craziness. And I expect more of the same, even probably at a higher level this time, because they're going to be out for a longer period of time. So,
and with all this, and with all this money that's being spent, the higher ups are going to say no deals.
Right, and what's going to happen is also is people aren't going to be able to pay their taxes because people are out of work. Granted, they're collecting unemployment now, but that's only a fraction of what you make. Taxes are going to be coming due. They're not going to be able to pay them. There's going to be probably a lot of bankruptcy filings, unfortunately, and people are going to need assistance. And I'll be there, ready for to help whoever I can help.
Why don't you give out that information right now?
Okay, well. Take it down. My number is 732-606-9499, and you can look me up on the web at www.taxresolutionnjnewjersey.com. I'd be happy to speak to anybody about your situation, free of charge. I'm more than happy to have a conversation and see if we can maybe come up with something or, point you in the right direction.
Can't ask for better than that. You got any problems with the IRS? I know you don't have it now because they're closed down, but come July 15th, woohoo!
and like you said, Lou, like I said last week, when you have an IRS problem, you have a life problem, because they're the most brutal collection agency on the planet, and everybody knows what they can do to you. With the bank account, the liens, et cetera, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago. It's like you don't want to go out to the mailbox because you're afraid of what might be in there. You don't want to answer the door sometimes because you don't know who might be out there. There's a new commissioner at the IRS now, and he's a former tax attorney. He's an enforcement guy, and he's hired a few thousand new agents. This is the first time in I think 10 years or so that Congress actually increased the IRS's budget. They were always reducing. And I guess they finally realized that, every dollar they invest in the IRS, they get $10 back. So it's probably a good idea. So they've used a lot of that money towards enforcement, and they've also upgraded their infrastructure, their computer systems, and so on and so forth. But yeah, they're not somebody to take lightly, and I've seen it, and they've you know even while the case is pending, even if they haven't really done anything, the fact that they're out there and you're involved in a case, that you never know how that might break one way or the other, and it's scary. It really is scary, you know, because they've publicized so much of what you know they've done to celebrities and so on and so forth, and you think, wow, if they do this to a celebrity, what are they going to do to me? They'll throw me. You know, they'll lock me up and throw away the key. So, I become a defender of the taxpayer, so to speak. I like fighting for the little guy.
You know, you're Robin Hood.
Exactly. I like fighting for the little guy. You know, and Davy and Goliath, so to speak. So, but it's not really as bad as it's made to seem. If you work with them and just ignoring them is the worst thing you can do. People get, I have what's called the letter opening ceremony in my office. People come in to see me and they bring a stack of letters, unopened letters, and we sit in front of the garbage can and we slice open the letter, we throw the envelope, or here's notice number one. So you got like 10 notices, and then you wonder why your bank account was levied. Well, you ignored the first nine. After a while, you know, obviously the mail's not getting your attention, so we have to resort to other measures. But yeah, literally, I sit over the garbage, the waste paper basket, and slice open envelopes. You know, you would think that's how people are afraid of the IRS. They don't even want to look at the mail. They don't want to look at what it says. It's just funny. It's like the Olympics. It's like the opening ceremony. We open up we get the letter open. We just slice open up the envelopes and pull all the mail out. Crazy stuff.
You know, I remember once I was telling you about the operations that I had. Well,
yes.
The second operation that I had was in '96. I had owned coffee trucks, and I couldn't work, and I couldn't find somebody to work for me. So I farmed out all my factories to other people. So I didn't work. I didn't work for like 5 months. And I paid my taxes, you know, quarterly. So one day I'm sitting in the house and there's a knock on the door. And it's an IRS agent. She goes, "How come you didn't pay your taxes this quarter?" I said, "You came all the way here for that?" Meanwhile, I had the neck brace on and everything. And I come to the door and... I said, because I had an operation, and I couldn't work. I put down all zeros on the thing that I wasn't working. She goes, "Oh, I don't think we got that." I said, "Well, we mailed it. But anyway, yeah, I'm not working. I probably won't be working for another couple of months." So she was like okay with it, but I couldn't believe she showed up at my door.
But it was scary for you, wasn't it?
It was. It definitely was.
Yes. And back in those days, before 1998, when they kind of restructured how the IRS's power a little bit, they would do stuff like that all the time. They just come knocking on your door. They were bullies, and they didn't care what they did. They really had, it was almost like, you know, unlimited power, so to speak. Now they have to follow a little more procedure. They can't just do stuff like that. Yeah, those are horror shows back in those days. Oh, absolutely. But they still come to the doors, but you know they're not going to come right away. You just made the point how scared you were because you don't know what the IRS, you really did. You're thinking they might bring you away in handcuffs,
right? Or just put a lock on your door and take the house away.
Exactly, and they do things like that. But those are extreme cases, and those are after lots and lots of non-compliance. Because, like I said, they want to close the case and move along too, and the easier you make their job for them, the better deal you're likely to get. I mean, there's some people and there's some officers or revenue agents, either one, that are more difficult to deal with, and sometimes they're unreasonable. You have to take it up the ladder, up the chain of command. You got to go to their boss, and sometimes their boss, et cetera, et cetera. And before you actually get somebody to listen to you, because sometimes they're just, you realize that you're talking. It's like talking to a brick wall. You're not getting anywhere. You get their boss's phone number. You keep going up the ladder, chain of command, until you actually get somebody that will listen to you, who's reasonable.
Yeah, like I told you after the phone call last week about all the nasty guys I went through until I finally got somebody.
Right, that's exactly what it goes. Exactly what happens. Sometimes you just get the wrong, you know, you get this rogue revenue officer who thinks, you know, he knows everything and he's trying to bully you and he's going to take, you're going to, you know, do what he says or else. And, you know, I never go back at them the same way. You know, I'll never do that because that's not going to get anybody anywhere. And you say, no problem. Let me speak to your supervisor. You just move it up the ladder. You always try to remain professional, and you know, while not taking any garbage, so to speak, you're not gonna do that. But you always try to maintain your composure. You know, but yeah, they are something, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, Pete, let's break for a quick commercial.
Sure.
Let's give out that information one more time before we go to commercial.
Yeah. My number, Pete Marciano, Tax Resolution Specialist, 732-606-9499. And the website is www.taxresolutionnj.com.
All righty. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have the wonderful CPA, Peter Marciano. He's a tax resolution specialist. If you have any problem with the IRS or anything else with taxes, please get in touch with him. We will be right back. Do not leave us.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally. Are you in need of a lifestyle change? Body Bliss by Jess can help. Jess is a certified holistic health coach with a simple, undiet approach that focuses on delicious foods, daily movement, hormone balance, and self-care. Her mission is to help you find a lifestyle where you can still enjoy the foods you love, fall in love with new ones, and never feel restricted again. For more info, check her out online, www.bodyblissbyjess.com. Give her a call at 503-351-9751 or email her, jess@bodyblissbyjess.com. And don't forget to check out her Instagram at bodyblissbyjess. Body Bliss by Jess. Real life, real results.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have a wonderful guest speaker, Peter Marciano. If you have any trouble with the tax people, tax resolution specialist. Also, if you're going through some hard times now with the coronavirus and getting a loan, he might be able to help you with that. What's up, Peter?
Yes, Lou, thanks for bringing that up. It looks like there's going to be another round of money coming in, the stimulus money coming into the banks for the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program, better known as the PPP. The Senate and the House have approved another 400 or so billion for that, and it's supposed to be signed by President Trump today. So I would imagine by Monday, once the banks, get everything in their systems again, we'll start taking the applications for that. And I advise everybody that can, as a small business, to apply for that because that could be free money for you and really help you get through these difficult times. There are stipulations. The money has to be used 75% for payroll, and then the balance can be used for rent or electric utilities, things like that. And if that is the case, then that money, that amount, that loan money will be forgiven. It will not have to be repaid. So, and even if a small amount does have to be repaid, it'll still be worth it to try and secure these funds, because the repayment is only a 1% interest rate payable over 2 years. So, I advise as many people who can to apply for that. We've been doing a lot of those here. And, you know, people are struggling, Lou. So you see it out there. Restaurants are struggling. A lot of businesses are closed. They can't even open up. And so this is a way to inject some cash into these businesses and keep them going. You know, there are small business people like myself and like, you know, other people around, you know, around the country. So, you know, let's hope that this this pandemic ends soon, and we can all get back to a normal existence, because this is no fun for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely not. So many businesses struggling, especially these small mom and pop stores.
Exactly. And, they're the ones that need it the most.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully they'll get it, and it'll keep them going. And a lot of the businesses even have, like, reduced hours, too, because there's just, even, like, doctors and you know, they're I have doctor clients that they're maybe seeing 15 to 20% of their normal patient load, and the guy down the street, the auto mechanic, the auto body shop, they're open, like, half a day now, 4 days a week. So, you know, they're struggling, and you know, we're just trying to help as many people as we can with this. This has kind of been the focus for the most part over the last few weeks, because the IRS has given everybody a break, you know, and so we're trying to get as much as we can into the people's hands and help them out.
Even the car dealerships, they're given 60 months,
yeah,
zero financing.
That's right. The ones that are open, it's hard even. I know I got a few of. Clients of mine who work for car dealerships, they're collecting unemployment.
Yeah.
You know? So it's tough times out there. So let's hope people get the help they need, and that they won't need it for too much longer, that they can, you know, get back and get the kids back to school too. My goodness, I got a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old at home that are just you know, driving us up a wall, because they have so much pent up energy, and you can't take them anyplace. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't take them to the park, to the playground. You know, they're just running around the house, you know, driving us crazy. So let's hope for everybody's sake that we can get this, get back to normal, and, you know, not have to...
whatever normal is going to be.
Right, what is the normal going to be? That's right. I'm sure it's not going to be, you know, what it once was, what it used to be, what we've been accustomed to seeing. Of course, as a big sports guy, I can't wait to see some games, live games again. Last night was the NFL draft. That was the biggest sporting event I think we've seen in over a month.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It wasn't even a game. But, so that's tough, too. Yeah, my little guy was going to go into T-ball this year, so we don't have that. You know, so it's affecting not only businesses, but on the personal side as well with everything. So not being able to do anything, and, I've had enough, as I'm sure you have, and probably everybody that's listening here has as well. So, yeah, I'd rather get back to fighting the IRS. That's more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, something with the IRS, too, sometimes a little luck and a little timing goes a long way, too. If I could tell you a quick story. I have a case with a client that I'm working on right now. The guy owes like over $100,000, and we were going to set him up into a payment plan. And he's one of these construction guys. So wouldn't you know it? Just as we were going to, I had to get these documents to the IRS lady that I was working with. He gets laid off because he works like project to project. So he had to get laid off. So I said, you know, it's funny because when bad things happen sometimes to people, it's actually good. It's good for their tax situation. So I got him to give me a copy of his unemployment form, and I sent it over to the lady. I said, listen, we can't pay anything now. He just lost his job. He's unemployed. Here's a copy of the unemployment form. So she put him in what's called CNC status, currently not collectible, which is a great place to be. That means they don't pursue you. They don't come after you. They don't do anything to you because you're not collectible, right? So, and the statute continues to run. The IRS, they have 10 years to collect, for the most part, on the debt that you owe them. Once the 10 years is up, that's they can't do anything. They can't get it anymore. It's written off. So this guy is like, so he's in currently not collectible status now. He's 64 years old. He's going to be retiring in October. So by the time this gets rolling again in July, and we file his return and show the income on it, and then they're going to want to try to set something up because they're going to see the money. He's not going to be making that money anymore because he's going to be retired. So now, you know, he's not going to be able to afford anything, and he's going to get out of paying all this money back. It's going to end up getting written off because some of this debt goes all the way back to 2006. So we got a little bit lucky there because he happened to get this unemployment at just the right time. You know, it's only temporary unemployment, but he'll go back to work with the next project. And now with this COVID-19, he's still not working, but he's 64. He's going to be retiring. His income's going to go way down. He won't have the money to repay. So he's going to get out of paying this, all of it, for the most part. And just a little luck involved there with the timing of that unemployment. So sometimes you have to have a little bit of luck.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a very happy guy. He's a typical case. He didn't file his taxes for years. Came to me, and it was I guess in 2015, and he hadn't filed in, you know, since like 2006. We got him all caught up. He didn't have the money to pay. We just filed the returns, and he ended up, so he added off $10,000 here, $15,000 here, et cetera, et cetera. He ended up owing over $100,000. You tack on the interest and the penalties, et cetera, for late filing, no payment, et cetera. So he owes over $100,000, and he's going to walk away from this not having to pay anything. So
knock on wood.
That's a good win for us. Yeah, knock on wood. Of course, it's not final yet, but it's going that way. So that's a win for the good guys. You know. So.
And it's strange that they won't go after his assets or anything.
Well, he doesn't really have any assets. So that's just it.
Okay.
You know, nothing is in his name. He's a little bit of a complicated personal story. He married his wife. He was divorced. Then he remarried the same woman, but everything is in her name. He doesn't own anything. He basically has his paycheck, and that's it. He doesn't own the house. He doesn't own anything. So they have nothing. They have nothing they can get from him. He's got an old truck, not worth anything. So there's nothing that they can get. We had to disclose everything. We had to fill out what's called a collection information statement, which lists all your assets and your liabilities and your income and your expenses and so on and so forth. And he would have been in a position to have to make a payment because his income was pretty good, but then he got unemployed. So once the unemployment kicked in, he didn't have that money anymore.
Right.
It's based on what your current situation is. If you were making $100,000, you know, last week, but today you're making nothing. Well, your repayment ability is based on nothing, not on $100,000. You know, so you have to be a little lucky sometimes. Sometimes, well, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Let's put it that way. A little luck doesn't hurt.
Nope, that's for sure. A little luck doesn't hurt at all.
So he's happy about that situation. We were able to, because he was, you know, he was scrambling around. He was worried about everything. They were going to come and, you know, knock on his door and, you know, put a lock on the door, kick him out or whatever. And you have to be careful too, Lou, of these phishing scams, you know, P-H-I-S, phishing scam, where people come, they'll send you something where they purport to be, you know, from the IRS or for the government. They're threatening to, you know, take your house away unless you pay them, you know, $5,000 right now, which is all a hoax. None of that stuff is ever... This is true. The IRS never acts that way. So if anybody out there gets a letter like that where they claim to be from the IRS or like a state government, it doesn't really say IRS, but like government, because a lien is a public document, so anybody can get that information if they want. So don't fall prey to a scam artist who's claiming to be, you know, from the IRS or from a state, you know, government agency and demanding money or demanding you go down to Walmart and get an iTunes gift card. Believe it or not, they do that too. They tell you to go down and get an iTunes gift card and pay your taxes with that. You scratch it off and you read them the number and then they got the gift card. So you got to be careful out there. A lot of people are, scam artists and purport to be from the IRS. They'll even call you up. And the technology is so sophisticated these days that they can spoof the number where if you look on your caller ID, it'll be like an IRS number, and they'll tell you, hey, call that number back. You'll see that I'm from the IRS, and you call the number back, and it is an IRS number, but it's not the IRS. They don't call and demand money. That's not how they operate. So you have to watch out for scam artists who are pretending that they are the IRS or they're a government from this from the government, the state government, looking to, you know, strong arm you into making a payment like immediately, especially if you see something wording where they you need to pay immediately. You know, that's a red flag. So, and you'd be surprised how many people fall for that kind of stuff because they're scared of the IRS. Yeah, they know, these scammers know that people are scared of the IRS and they'd rather just pay up than, you know, deal with them.
Right.
So you have to watch out for the scam artists out there, too, because they're out there. And they especially prey on the elderly, the senior citizens. But that's not exclusively, but you just have to be careful.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Pete, let's give out that information one more time.
All right. I'd love to hear from anybody who needs some help. My name is Pete Marciano. I'm here to serve. My number is 732-606-9499. And the website is www.taxresolutionnj.com. You can even email me. It's Pete@MarcianoCPA.com, MarcianoCPA.com. I'd love to hear from anybody who has circumstances that they'd like to discuss, you know, confidential and no cost.
All right, Pete. That was great, as usual.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate that.
All right, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We've been talking to a wonderful CPA. He's a tax resolution specialist, Peter Marciano, and he's compassionate about what he does. He's trying to help you. If you have any problems at all with taxes, with the IRS, with getting a loan for your businesses out there, he can help. Give him a call. Get on his website. Don't leave us. We will be right back. Everybody have a great day. Wash your hands and wash your face.
Good advice.
Don't leave us.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.